Well, back here on Earth, you're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Hannah Critchlow. And finally, Hannah has been turning things on their head for our question of the week.
This week, we go head over heels to get to grips with this.
Hello, Naked Scientist. Murrayanne, County Tyrone, Northern Ireland. I am approaching the end of my third trimester. The baby has got itself at long last in the right position, though this is where my question lies. An unborn baby's head points downwards in preparation for the birth, and can be like that for many, many weeks. If I hung upside down for that long, all my blood would be swimming around my brain, and I would be a bit dead. So how come an unborn baby is okay?
So how does a baby withstand the prolonged headstand in the womb? To test the effects of gravity on an adult, we asked Claudia F. Staffieu to do a headstand.
Okay, so I'm just going to get into position now.
Your face is starting to get a little bit red there.
Yeah, I can definitely feel all the blood rushing to my head. Feels a little bit odd.
A baby or fetus in the womb can be upside down for a month or so. Here's Dr. Matthew Mason, physiology lecturer at Cambridge University, for his hypothesis.
The fetus is much smaller than an adult. And it turns out that the pressure at the bottom of any column of liquid, and that could be the blood supply, is higher than the pressure at the top by an amount given by rho gh. Rho is density, g is the acceleration due to gravity, and h is the height. The higher the height of the liquid column, the greater the pressure at the bottom relative to the top. Now, if you assume that an adult woman is, let's say, 160 centimetres tall, and if you imagine that a fetus is only 20 centimetres from top to bottom, then that means that the adult is maybe 8 times higher than the fetus. And that means that the pressure difference between the blood at your feet and the blood at your head is 8 times greater in the adult than it is in the fetus. That's purely due to the height difference, that they're going to have a much smaller problem with being upside down than we are.
So now back to a fully grown Claudia to find out how she's faring.
All right, a little bit lightheaded. A lot of pressure on the top of my scalp doing that for a while.
So a small baby has a much lower pressure on its upside down head. As well as this, babies have amniotic fluid surrounding them. This external water pressure helps to balance out the pressure difference that we experience between our head and our feet in the outside world. And lastly, the body has sensors by the heart and also the head to regulate pressure, altering blood vessel diameters to compensate and act as a buffer as both adults and babies in the womb move around. Sticking with the head, we next bite into this.
I'm Steve from Hampshire. I was in the car one day with my daughter and we were playing the see how long you can keep a sweet in your mouth without chewing it game. I gave up after a minute and started chewing my sweet. And it got me thinking, what is worse for your teeth? Sucking a sweet for ages until it goes to nothing? Or crunching it straight away and having that sugary goo stuck in all the nooks and crannies of your teeth doing all the nasty stuff that sweets do?
So, sucking sweets for a long time or crunching them to smithereens? Which one is best for your dental health? Let us know what you think. You can send us your thoughts to studio@thenakedscientists.com. You can tweet @nakedscientists. You can write on our Facebook page, or you can join in the live debate on our forum, which is @nakedscientists.com/forum.
Hannah Critchlow, that's it for this week. Thank you to Paul Fletcher, Julian Leff and Belinda Lennox, to Hannah Critchlow for joining me, and to Kate Lamble for producing this week's show. Next time, we're turning pro because we're looking at the science revolutionising sport. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust and the EPSRC. My name's Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.